Blog Talk Radio.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It got on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is our, as you can tell, this is our Halloween food show. Today's the October the 10th, Thursday, and there's 21 days until Halloween. There's a lot going on. Now, as far as outside of Halloween, on October the 24th, there's a National Food Day, and we're going to have the Moolies. That's a family from Chicago. They're going to be on our show, and they're going to kind of talk about the National Food Day that's going on. It's a big event around the U.S. and outside of the U.S. But today's show, we are talking about Halloween. Yes, a time, it's upon us. It's upon us. It's here. And I want to talk about this restaurant. It's in New York. It's called Dr. Jekyll and Hyde Restaurant. And basically, this is a scary haunted house theme restaurant. It's scary. You walk in there, people are walking around while you're eating, and it's so scary. I want you to listen, you guys, to listen to their answer machine when you call there. Okay, watch this. Listen.
Flies of London, also known as the Jekyll and Hyde Club. We are pleased that you are interested in our humble establishment. We recommend that you visit us at jekyllandhydeclub.com. The Jekyll and Hyde Club is located in Times Square at 216 West 44th Street. The entrance is secret and hidden behind Henry Jekyll and Sons Surgical Supplies of London. The Jekyll and Hyde Club is open for lunch and dinner 365 days per year.
For information on our secret location, please press 1. For hours of operation, please press 2. For information about reservations, please press 3. For information about parties or special events, please press 4. To reach Jekyll and Hyde Club Management, please press 5. For information about the Jekyll and Hyde Club's Chamber of Horrors, please press 6. To reach a Jekyll and Hyde Club host or hostess, please press 0. To repeat this information, please press pound.
Now, that is a answering voice introduction to Jekyll and Hyde Restaurant. You know what I mean? That would just, I would have to think about that before going there, but I wouldn't want to go there. But I wish we had somebody that kind of went there. I think we do. I think we have somebody on the line who
yeah, there. As a matter of fact, I've been there. Hi there.
Is this Josh?
This is Josh.
All right. Josh is from Orlando, Florida. He has a blog. It's a theme park university. Josh, tell us about this. Tell us about other places, and this place here, the Dr. Jekyll and Hyde Restaurant. You got to tell us.
Sure. Well, I run a website called themeparkuniversity.com, And while we cover a lot of stuff about theme parks around the country and around the world, we also cover other themed entertainment options as well. Anything from standalone attractions to dinner shows to themed dining locations, immersive theater shows. We do a little bit of everything. If it's under the umbrella of themed entertainment, that's what we are really, really interested in. So that's really what we cover.
Wow.
And as far as the Jekyll and Hyde Club is concerned, I visited them a little bit earlier this summer, and I've been a couple of times, actually. So I would love to tell you about it.
Now, I was looking at a couple of videos, and how when you go in there, what's the entrance of that door? It looks like a type of a phone booth. How does that – what does that work at when you first enter into the restaurant?
Yeah, well, the backstory of the restaurant is this is where Dr. Jekyll, who also is known as Mr. Hyde, this is kind of where he has all of his experiments and all of the crazy things that he's collected around the world, and also a place where other scientists and explorers can go who have been kind of an outcast in their community. They have all these unorthodox methods, and nobody really likes them. So he kind of created a safe haven for all these crazies to show up. So the reason why there's this phone booth out in the middle of Times Square is because it's supposed to be hidden. The club, you're not supposed to know that it's there. So it's kind of a secret entrance, so to speak. So that's why it doesn't look like it's the entrance of a restaurant or a club. It just looks like it's this hidden phone booth there. But once inside, they kind of induct you into their world. And there's a little bit of a pre-show before you get to go in. And that's the one thing I won't spoil for you. I'll tell you about everything else, but the pre-show I'll leave it to surprise.
That's fair.
Once you go through the pre-show, you enter the club. Now, this is their second location in New York. They used to be down on the Avenue of the Americas, way, way out of the tourist section of New York City. And they were there for about 8 or 9 years. And they finally wised up and moved down to the Times Square location. They're just off of 44th Street between 7th
right,
and 8th Avenue.
Right where it's happening.
Yeah, right in the middle of Times Square. So there's a lot of foot traffic there, a lot of tourist foot traffic in. That's really important to them. Their old location was really cool. It was 5 floors, and each floor had its own theme. There was one that was Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory. There was another one that was a mad scientist laboratory. There was another one that was a library. And there were all of these creatures everywhere that would come to life. Well, this location is kind of like all 5 of those floors, but it's laid out into one big almost a warehouse location. So you can see everything from when you walk in, which is really cool. Just about everything in the restaurant comes to life at some point or another. There are skeletons on the wall that will come to life. There's a head of a werewolf that is mounted up to the wall that will come to life. And there are actors who walk around who are Dr. Jekyll's cohorts, these explorers and scientists who are outlaws in their community. They kind of gather at this club, and since you are now dining there and you're part of their society, so to speak, they tell you about what they have explored and all the crazy things that they've experienced. So it's
now,
really
when
cool.
You're...
Go ahead.
No. It's really cool. Wanted to ask, excuse me, but when you're sitting there eating, now how does that work out? The waitress comes out with a menu, and you're sitting there eating, and then boom, how does that work out? I mean, what happens then?
All the waiters and waitresses are waiters and waitresses. They wear like a tuxedo because they're there to kind of service the club, but they're not the characters.
Okay.
The characters are totally separate people. So. The characters are there to entertain you, and the waiters and waitresses are there to serve you. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. So at the same time, while it is spooky, I wouldn't consider it scary. It's definitely a family-friendly restaurant. It's kind of Disney. Disney Haunted Mansion, Scooby-Doo kind of scary, where there are portraits on the walls and the eyes will suddenly start to follow you. And my favorite part of the whole restaurant is actually the bathrooms. There is no bathroom sign anywhere in the restaurant. And there's in the corner of the restaurant, there's this overgrown fireplace. You can actually walk right into the fireplace. And on either side of the wall, there are these little doorknobs right in the middle of the brick of the fireplace. And you pull the doorknob and you go down this little hallway that is filled with books. It looks like it's just a library. And again, it doesn't look like you're supposed to be there. So you keep going down the hallway, and if you push open one of the bookshelves, it opens right up into the bathroom. So literally to get into the bathroom, you have to open up a bookshelf just to walk into the bathroom. So
it's a really great idea.
Really cool theme, and the food is typical American fare. I mean, you know, they're definitely going for the tourist in New York, so they have a little bit of everything. There's fried chicken and burgers and steaks and pastas and things like that.
So they kind of cover all the areas, so people have good options, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And the menu is pretty extensive. There's a little bit of everything there. There's pulled pork, and of course they've got a substantial drink menu. And there's a bar. If you just want to go in and have a drink, you can just go sit at the bar and have a drink. Just behind the bar, there is a casket. That just looks like it's there for day four. But every once in a while, the casket will pop open and a zombie will come out, and a zombie will just talk to you for a little while. So, I mean, that is the Jekyll and Hyde Club.
Josh, come on now. You got to tell us. You weren't a little bit scared? Not just a little bit?
Not even a little bit. It wasn't that kind of place. Not even a little bit. Because here's the thing. You can't make it that scary. Because you're eating food.
But a zombie coming out and talking to you out of nowhere, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, I guess. But the everything about it is tongue in cheek. Like when a zombie comes out and talks to you, he tells you jokes. So
okay, then that's a different story.
It's not that bad. And they're very aware that little kids love this stuff. Okay. And oddly enough, I've been to Jekyll and Hyde Club about four different times, and a lot of kids' birthday parties there. They really like it. So you'll get groups of 15 to 20 kids who just go crazy over the place because there's so much to look at and there's so many things that come to life. It really is a family-friendly place.
Well, listen, Josh, thank you for being on our show, and you got to come back with some more restaurant reviews, and because you're there in Orlando, Florida, that's the home of amusement parks and entertainment. You got to come back to Flavor Living Radio for some more
Absolutely.
Updates.
Absolutely.
You know?
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for being on our show.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
All right.
Okay, here we are. There's a cruise going on during Halloween, and it's called the Boo Cruise. And how are you doing? Welcome to Flavor Living.
Good, how are you?
All right. And tell us about the Boo Cruises. What's your name?
My name is Denise.
Denise, okay. Tell us about the Boo Cruises. What's going on Halloween?
Well, we do it's called our Boo Cruise, and you enjoy it on our Spirit of Washington. It's a fun and festive cruise where people come dressed up in costume if they wish.
Okay.
And they enjoy our sail, a cruise down river in the direction of National Harbor into Old Town Alexandria. Enjoy a fun and festive buffet of, it's a light buffet.
Okay.
It's a cash bar for all soda, juice, and alcohol.
Okay.
Complimentary iced tea, hot tea, and coffee are included with the cruise.
Wow. So what type of...
really fun time.
Wow. What type of foods will be on the buffet, you know?
It's a light menu. We actually give our menu fun things like spooktacular treats. We decorate them to look more like Halloween food.
Okay.
You may see some of our ghosts and goblins on the
buffet. Okay, that's good.
So it's very fun. It's very fun food. It's open seating. We decorate the boat to be very fun and Halloween.
Now, what type of, when you're talking, I know I've heard of Carnival Cruise, and what type of boat is this type of cruise ship?
Well, it's a four-story, very tall, traditional-style ship.
Okay.
And we have great observation decks. We have five all included on the boat.
Oh, wow. You know, I live in Hampton Roads, and we have a similar cruise ship here in Norfolk, Virginia. And I was just wondering, is it the same company? You think?
We are called Entertainment Cruises. We do have a boat, the Spirit of Norfolk.
Yes.
We have the Spirit of Washington, the Spirit of Baltimore. We're also at the Spirit of Philadelphia.
Wow. Okay, so this is...
We have the Odyssey.
Okay, so in many different places then.
Right. Odyssey Chicago, Odyssey D.C., Odyssey in Boston.
Wow. Okay.
We also have the National Elite and Capital Elite located here.
Okay.
But we do many different seasonal cruises, and they're just very fun.
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying for Halloween, this must going to be really – so the staff gets to – they dress up as – do they dress up as different costumes, you know, like?
Some of our staff, yes.
Okay. You know, like
the boat is decorated in a Halloween theme, and people are welcome to come dressed up if they like. We actually even have somebody that's going to be getting married on the boat at that time, too, because they want to get married on Halloween in a Halloween theme. So,
okay.
You know, we welcome everybody. It is for that, for the food cruise that is adult.
Okay. All right. Well, can you tell us what day? I know is it on Halloween Day, and what times, and how much are the tickets? And you know.
Yes, let me get to that for you. I apologize.
Oh no! Come on.
Now that was Denise. The day that the food cruises are going to be starting, that's on October the 26th, and it's in Washington, D.C. So I knew we had one here, the Spirit of Norfolk, same company that we had here that takes cruise during off-season and on-season. So that was Denise. Now, I didn't know this town existed, and I heard about it when I was growing up, and I wanted to kind of let everybody know that this town exists. And I had to talk to the person there who knows a lot about this town. You guys heard of this town growing up, too. So you're not going to believe this.
We are here on the show, and today on Flavor Living Radio, we have John Sardi, and you will never guess what town he's from. Mr. Sardi, hello. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, Brian. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. Welcome to Flavor Living Radio.
Thank you so much. It's great to have Sleepy Hollow on your show.
Wow. Can you tell everybody that again? You are from Sleepy?
Yes. I'm the executive director of the Sleepy Hollow Tarrytown Chamber of Commerce.
The original Sleepy Hollow, the headless
yes,
Portmas.
Pumpkins and goblins and And Ichabod Crane, yes.
The whole WAP.
Johnny Depp won't be here, but we expect him sooner, 1 year where he'll be here. Also, Lyndhurst, where Dark Shadows was originally filmed in the 70s.
Wow. You know, I grew up with stories about the Headless Horseman and everything, and so this is really where he came from.
The spirits coming out of the Sleepy Hollow country is correct, yes.
Wow. Now, this is Halloween season here, and I know your town is lots of travelers, lots of visitors come in to Sleepy Hollow during this time?
Well, I'm sitting right now in the visitor center right on Main Street and Broadway. Now, Broadway is 25 minutes, about 23 miles right from New York City. It's right up the river
from
New York City, and that's where the rich people used to vacation and have homes that lived, you know, like J.P. Gould and the Rockefellers.
Wow. Now, what happens during Halloween there? You got to tell us now. Come on. This is Sleepy Hollow. So what happens?
We have the Headless Horseman, the Horseman's Hollow. The Horseman's Hollow is a spooky, it's not a haunted house, but it's a haunted walk. It's outdoors, indoors, and very well done. It's really very well done. Even with a corn maze and all sorts of interaction with live, people. And then we have the Haunted Hayride, which is a hayride. So it's a moving experience. Where kids and families are brought into, scary, scenes, which is phenomenal.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's probably more realer now because you're in Sleepy Hollow. You know, in our town we have haunted houses, but to be, there, it's real.
Yeah, you drive through the cemetery at Sleepy Hollow, the famous cemetery where Washington Irving was buried, and you go there. It's about a 30-minute ride, which is great.
Wow. Now, I mean, we are a food radio show. What type of restaurants are the people going to be having there? Or do you have good restaurants there?
Brian, we have in our chamber between Sleepy Hollow and Tarrytown, we have just about 30 restaurants from Thai to taverns, which serve tavern food, casual food. We have, obviously, Chinese. We have, a Japanese hibachi restaurant.
Okay.
We have an Irish pub, J.P. Doyle's. We have Mint, which is a Mediterranean store. We have Portuguese flavors. They're tremendous.
Wow. I know that people are going to be having some good food during the Halloween night and everything.
And we also have a wonderful called Equus up at the Castle Hotel and Spa, which is a tremendous 100-year-old castle.
Okay. Wow, 100 years.
That's correct, and they have French cuisine there.
Now, have you met, since it started as far as Sleepy Hollow, the generation started, have you met relatives of their relatives there that live?
Well, the Van Tassels, it's funny you should mention that. The Van Tassel family, is Ichabod Crane. They even add them into the story, even though they're real names. Yes, I have had people, and they were having a family reunion. I forget where it was, but they were going to have hundreds of people at their family reunion with the Van Tassels.
Wow. I can see. Now, that would be a family reunion. I can just see if I got lost and... there in Sleepy Hollow and asking for directions, at a reunion.
Especially, that's right. Now, I hope you've been asking about Fox series Sleepy Hollow that's been on Channel 5.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the floor. This is like a Halloween show. You have the floor. Tell us about Fox series for Sleepy Hollow. Yes, I did see that about the show. Yeah, tell us about how did that start? And then do they come in town and start? Do they have to ask permission of the city council?
Well, I'm sad to say that they're not filming it here. Westchester's property. We have smaller, not as much unpopulated land where they can start shooting their films and everything. I think they're doing it in North Carolina.
Hmm.
They have shots of Sleepy Hollow and Ichabod. It's brought back to life, and Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman. So it's a very we get mixed reviews in the sense of, you know, if it's far-fetched, but it's a comedy and it's kind of scary, which is great.
Now, I mean, when you're in town and you see somebody nude, what type of atmosphere do you see from the people that come in? I know it's got to be really, you know, they're kind of, some people are like,
We get paranormal investigators coming here. Hopefully we're going to have a convention. I'd love to touch base with somebody who may be listening to this that want to talk up the paranormal, you know, but that's the whole thing about the spirits in the cemetery is key. You know, that's the real, so it is a paranormal experience.
Wow. Now, can you tell our viewers, like on Halloween, where to find you guys, or as far as like a website, or if you're driving with directions, yes, how to find
SleepyHollow.com. Visit SleepyHollow.com, the best place to go for the restaurants, for the food, for the menus, for directions, for the hayride events, for the Horseman's Hollow event, for Lyndhurst, the scarecrow. Hundreds of scarecrows on a few acres of land. You drive up to it, you think they're real, but then you go and you see all the different styles of scarecrows. It's phenomenal.
Now, did the people, the community, put those up?
We're back. That was Sleepy Hollow. That's in Sleepy Hollow, New York. It exists, everyone. So you have to Google that. And if you want to take a trip and during this Halloween and have a real Halloween experience, go to Sleepy Hollow, New York. Now, this year, we're going to try something. This is our first time we wanted to try something. We wanted to try our Trick or Treat 2013 candy review. And we brought somebody in special for our review this year. And listen, everybody kind of get their pencil pads out and listen to the review. If you get these candies, parents, youth, this is the top candies for this year.
Welcome to the Flavor Living Radio 2013 Halloween Trick or Treat Candy Review. Before we do our review, here are some new candies to look out for. Boys and girls and family members. Brox S'mores Candy Corn, made with real honey, a perfect treat to share. Jolly Ranch Caramel Apple Lollipops. Little ghouls and goblins will scream for Jolly Rancher Caramel Apple Flavor Lollipops. M&M Pumpkin Spice. The spirit of the season demands this new flavor. They're new and only available at Target for a limited time. Now, on to our candy trick-or-treat candy review. If you receive these candies in your trick-or-treat bag, you know Halloween is here, and you just became lucky. Number 1, Kit Kat Bar. Number 2, Starburst Candy. 3, Twix. 4, Pop Rocks. This candy speaks louder than words. 5, You Butter Let Go of My Butterfinger. Number 6, Snicker Bars. 7, Nerds. They come in many flavors, strawberry, grape, wild cherry, lemon, and amped apple. Need I say more? 8, Soft Patch Soft and Chewy Candy. 9, The One and Only Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And 10, Crunch Bar. This completes the Halloween 2013 Trick or Treat Candy Review. Flavor Living Radio wishes everyone a great Halloween. This has been Terry Daniel of VoiceOvers by Terry Daniel. If you need a voiceover for your Halloween commercial, please contact me, Terry@UniversalVoiceTalent.com, or visit my website, www.UniversalVoiceTalent.com.
were listening to Flavor Living Radio. That was our Halloween food show. We hope you had a great time listening. Come back again next week for our more food trends and topics. And listen, keep sharing the food news. And happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. And make sure you wrote those down, the candy trends. And you know, have a good Halloween.